Parshas Beshalach is known for its musical entertainment and shiros v'tishbachos, not as much for its mitzvos. And in fact, according to many counters of mitzvos, there are no mitzvos in Parshas Beshalach. But the Sefer HaChinuch does count one mitzvah in accordance to the Rambam's count, and that is the mitzvah of Tchum Shabbos. If you're thinking Tchum Shabbos is not Daraisa, hang on 1 second. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam, the Pesukim, in the context of describing the mitzvah is related to man. It says, Al yetze ish mi makomo bayom ha-shevi'i. A person should not leave his place on Shabbos. And the Rambam counts this as the mitzvah of tchum. If one travels too far beyond his place, too far beyond that tchum, they are in violation of a lav d'araisa, and they are chayav malchus d'araisa. What's a person's place called? So, in the days of the Midbar, when this pasuk was first mentioned, the Jewish camp was 3 parsas long. Parsa is 4 mil. So the Jewish camp is 3 times 4, 12 mil. What's a mil? 2,000 amos. Altogether about 7-8 miles in modern terminology. That's measured from the end of the civilization. So even if a person's house is over here, it would be 12 mil beyond the last house in the civilization. To go 12 mil beyond that is going beyond the Tchum is Chayav Malchus D'Araisa. Based on how society is structured here in this tri-state area, we're pretty hard to find. Even the highways have houses along the side. It'd be hard to find exactly where that tchum begins, ends, and therefore to figure out where one would be chayav malchus for going beyond. Throughout Shas, Chazal referred to the Isser of Tchum as an Isser d'Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, that's only the Isser of Tchum 2,000 amos. 1 mil is an Isser Tchum d'Rabbanan, but the idea of 12 mil, Yud Beis mil, according to the Rambam and counted by the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 24, that is going to be D'Oraisa. The idea of having an Erev Tchum, Erev Tchumen is always described in the D'Rabbanan sense. A person has 2,000 amos in all directions from wherever the city ends. So a person can go 2,000 to the right or 2,000 to the left. The idea of making an Erev Tchum means putting your new center 2,000 to the right. So you can go 2,000 to your new center and then 2,000 beyond it. But you lose your 2,000 to the left. You always have a wingspan of 4,000 amos. From your city, it's 2,000 right, 2,000 left. To make an Erev means to move your tchum 2,000 more in this direction, losing in that direction. The Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah has an interesting question. That according to the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, does the concept of Erev Tchum work on this tchum? Can a person make their tchum 24 mil in this direction, losing their 12 mil in that direction? Interesting question. If the concept of Erev Tchum works on this potential Tchum D'Araisa. Now the Sefer HaChinuch at the end of the mitzvah notes that the Rambam is seemingly against the Gemara. Because the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Erevin says that this pasuk, Al Yetze Ishmi Makomo Bayom HaShevi, is not talking about Tchum. It is the Isser of Hotzav, carrying on Shabbos. Person should not Al Yotzi. Person should not carry out carrying something out of their Dalet Amos. That's an Isser of carrying on Shabbos. But the Gemara is explicit many times at the Isser of Tchum, all of it, 2,000 amos, 12 times that, 12 mil, is also going to be only Derabbanan. And the Ramban has a problem with the Rambam. Why does the Rambam count Tchum as a mitzvah d'araisa when the Gemara is very clear that the whole idea of Tchum is only Derabbanan? So is the Rambam against the Gemara? Yes and no. The Rambam is following the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi actually considers, like the Rambam says, Tchum of 2,000 amos is Derabbanan, but Yud Beis Mil is a Daraisa. Usually we think of the idea, Machokas Bavli Yerushalmi, we always follow the Talmud Bavli. But the Vilna Gaon points out many places that the Rambam always seems to pass like the Talmud Yerushalmi against the Talmud Bavli. And here we go, another example. The Rambam thinks Yud Beis Mil, the idea of going way beyond your Tchum, is an Isser Daraisa that follows the Talmud Yerushalmi. Now the most obvious Nafka Mina, if Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa or Derabbanan, is are you chayav malchus daraisa if you go that far out of your tchum? Or the Rambam would say you're chayav malchus daraisa, and the Rambam would say that you're not. But there's actually another interesting discussion which relates very much to Hatzalah. Hatzalah, the big question, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 years ago plus, was is Hatzalah allowed to come back after providing life-saving services? Obviously, for Pikuach Nefesh, they have to drive to bring the person to the emergency room. But what heter should Hatzalah have to drive someone back after performing the life-saving mission? So there's a Mishnah Meseches Erevin and Daf Mem Dalet, where the Mishnah describes a person who leaves their Tchum on Shabbos is stuck. You find yourself out of your Tchum, you have your Dalet Amos, and you're trapped there. Unless the Mishnah says a person who leaves the Tchum to do something life-saving, to fight a war or rescue someone, they're allowed to come back. Not only can they go to save someone, they can even come back. And Tosfos and the Rambam, they say, it's because we want a person to be encouraged to actually go and do the life-saving mission. If a person's going to say, well, I'm going to save a person's life and be stuck in my Dalet Amos for the rest of Shabbos, that's miserable. I'm not going to go. Let someone else take the Hatzalah call. So what do you see from the Gemara? The Mishnah, really. What you see is that a person's allowed to violate Nisr Tchum because of the Svara of, if I can't come back, I'm not going to go in the first place. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, based on this Mishnah, we can say that Tzala not only can go save a life, they can even come home Friday night, Shabbos afternoon, they can come back to be with their families. Because if they don't get to come back on Shabbos, they're not going to go in the first place. Many of the poskim were not happy with this Rav Moshe. Rav Tipas HaFrank, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they felt that the Gemara's example is Tchum d'Rabbanan. For Tchum d'Rabbanan, we allow a person to violate Tchum to come back for the societal concern of no one's going to want to go in the first place. But driving a car on Shabbos is daraisa. It's a malach of havara to ignite the gas each time you press the ignition. You turn the ignition or press on the accelerator. So just because the Gemara allows the svara for Tchum d'Rabbanan doesn't mean it's going to be okay when it comes to havara daraisa. What if you hold Tchum is daraisa? What if you're like the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, who say to some extent, at least some version of Tchum is daraisa? If that's the case, we have a precedent for the idea that even when it comes to a malacha, an iser daraisa, not a malacha, but when it comes to a iser daraisa, the Gemara, the Mishnah, even allow a person to violate that iser daraisa to come home out of their Tchum, because if you don't allow that, they're not going to go in the first place. If that's the case, you actually would have a case for Rav Moshe Feinstein. So I believe Hatzalah in America follows Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak. So I'll confirm this. Hatzalah does drive back after saving a life. In Eretz Yisrael, Magen David Adom, I believe, does not pass in like Rav Moshe. They follow the poskim who say, maybe Amir La'akum to come back on Shabbos, maybe something else, but it's not so simple. But really, perhaps one of the issues under discussion over here is, how serious is the case of Tchumen? You follow the case of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, perhaps we have a case of this idea of saving a life, of using this mission back and forth, even on a level of Daraisa. Have a good night.